You're listening to Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast, Season 2, Episode 9, Christmas This or That. Hi, friends. Before I dive into this episode, I want to take a minute to discuss some holiday real talk. I'm recording this episode during December, and I have been a bit overwhelmed. I feel like I'm adding more to my to-do list than checking off. I've been extending myself and not making time for the self-care I know is so important. Recognizing this, I decided to ask for some help. And you know what? It was received with kindness and a big yes. I often feel bad when I cannot make everything happen on my own. But when I ask for and get help, I am always so much happier. Another thing I'm trying to do to be less stressed is focus on each day. I'm asking myself what must get done on this particular day and leaving the other things to get to in a timely manner. That is helping a lot. Find some strategies that work for you so you can be present and enjoy your holiday. Ask for help when you need it and take care of yourself. Now on with the show. When I came up with the idea for this podcast, it was mainly because I couldn't find a lot of Christmas content out there. I talk about this in season one. Now, a few years later, there are other Christmas podcasts and fun Christmas romance books to listen to on the go. When I'm on Instagram or Pinterest or even YouTube, I find tons of great Christmas ideas. I saw this idea recently of a Christmas this or that and thought it would make for a fun episode. I'll give you a this or that and share what I would choose. You think of your answer. If you want to share, feel free to leave a message on Instagram. Let's start with a good one. Would you rather have a live Christmas tree or an artificial one? I say, how about both? I grew up getting a real tree, and we have always gotten one with our boys, but I do see the advantages of an artificial tree. The artificial trees I put up are small, and in no time, they're glowing and look great. They don't need to be watered, and the needles don't fall off and make a big mess. But I love how a real tree smells, and that I don't have to have a place to store it when it's not Christmas time. If I have to choose one, I say real tree. How about lights? White lights or colorful lights? Again, I'm saying both. We usually do white lights on our real tree and then colorful lights on some of the artificial trees. We do both versions on our outside decorations. I love lights. Another this or that is home for the holidays or travel. I love to wake up on Christmas Day in my own home. I love our traditions and how I feel enjoying the day I worked so hard to prepare for. I know some people who love to vacation during that time or travel to see family. I can see how that would also be fun. As my kids get older, I know our traditions will likely change, but for now, I choose staying home. How about Christmas movies or Christmas music? I love the movies, but I choose Christmas music. If I think about it, it's often the music in the movies that's part of why I love them. Whether it's traditional music or new, I love it all and look forward to grooving to my favorites each year. I love it when artists I love create new versions of Christmas songs too. Caroling, karaoke, yes and yes. Last one, hot chocolate with mini marshmallows or without. I love the mini marshmallows. I have a hot cocoa station set up with the cocoa, mini marshmallows, peppermint sticks, and snowman mugs. Yum! Since we were just talking about hot chocolate, I thought I would share a new recipe I found that I'm excited about. This is Bobby Flay's Red Velvet Hot Chocolate recipe. You're going to want to make this marshmallow whipped cream to top your cocoa. Here's what you'll need. For the marshmallow whipped cream, you need 1 cup of heavy cream, 3 ounces of cream cheese at room temperature, 1/2 cup of marshmallow cream, and 1 teaspoon of pure vanilla extract. For the red velvet hot chocolate, you need 2 cups of whole 2% or skim milk, 1 cup chopped best quality semi-sweet chocolate, 2 tablespoons best quality Dutch cocoa powder, 1 teaspoon of red food coloring, and 1 teaspoon of pure vanilla extract. Now for the directions. For the whipped cream, whip the cream and cream cheese until soft peaks form. Fold in the marshmallow cream and vanilla. For the hot chocolate, bring the milk to a simmer in a small pot. Add the chocolate and cocoa powder and cook, stirring until smooth. Add the food coloring and vanilla and mix until combined. Whisk the mixture until very frothy. Pour into cups and top with large dollops of the marshmallow whipped cream. Share with a friend and drink in the decadence. And now it's time for Mary's Merriest Top Picks. Get ready to giggle as I share a few Christmas jokes I found from Good Housekeeping. What is green, covered in Christmas lights and bulbs, and goes ribbit? A mistletoe. Elves use what kind of money? Jingle bells. What is it called when a snowman has a temper tantrum? A meltdown. What happens if you eat Christmas decorations? You get tinselitis. What do Santa's elves learn in school? The alphabet. How much did Santa pay for his sleigh? Nothing. It was on the house. I like that one. How do Christmas trees get ready for a night out? They spruce it up. This joke reminds me of a classic joke my son Zach used to tell us about a cow. Knock, knock. Who's there? Interrupting Santa. Enter. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Ah, ha, ha. I could go on and on. Hope some of those made you laugh a little. Feel free to use them when you need to lighten the mood this season. Well, friends, that's all for now. There's only one episode left for this season. It will be a reflection episode. I hope you will check it out, and I hope that you have a wonderful and very merry Christmas. Thanks for listening. Be sure to share this episode with a friend and give a review on iTunes. If you want to be part of the conversation, follow me on Instagram and Threads at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. Happy Christmas, everyone!